It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up in Wisconsin Life, we'll hear from paranormal investigators about their process, and we'll learn about some of the most haunted places in Wisconsin. First, state Republican lawmakers proposed bills that would affect when and how Wisconsin schools can raise money. Authors of the legislation say the bills are designed to lower property taxes and keep voters from being worn out by multiple referendum campaigns. Critics argue that the bills take away local control and make it harder for schools to raise money at a time when state funding is limited. Molly Beck joins us now. She's a politics and state government reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Molly, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
There are two different bills being proposed that you just wrote about. What are they? Briefly, give us the nutshell of both of those.
Sure. The first bill would limit when school boards can go to voters and ask to raise taxes to pay for projects. So they would only be able to go to referendum during the spring and fall elections. And currently, school districts can hold special elections in off months, so to speak, to do that, to ask voters for that. And that bill also would put a two-year hiatus between a referendum that fails and the next time that school board can go back to the voters and ask for them to approve a new referendum. And the authors of that bill say it's to, you know, hold the line on property taxes and keep, like you said, keep voters from feeling worn down from multiple campaigns because there's no restriction on how many times in a row they can go back to voters. The second bill would eliminate an exemption that school districts have to their revenue limits. And revenue limits are how much a school district can raise how much revenue a school district can receive in state aid and also in property tax revenue. So this exemption, which has been around for a few years, it allows them to exceed those limits if they want to pay for an energy-efficient project or product, and that would eliminate that exemption.
So the idea would be that in the current law, they could do that because it's going to save the district money down the road, presumably.
Right. The projects have to pay for themselves, and when they apply to do this, they have to show that it will eventually save the district money.
Let's focus on the referendum one for a bit. Now, you looked into some of the recent background on school referenda. We've had more of them lately, it sounds like, and more of them have been successful lately.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like there were 206 referenda in 2014, and that's the most in at least a decade, based on the state records that I looked at. And in recent years, it's been about 76% that have passed. And I talked to Todd Berry at the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance, and he said that, that represents a shift because it used to be about 50% in years before that. And he attributed that to maybe a shift in public opinion and, you know, voters perceiving that there might be tighter state budgets for school districts. And they, you know, want to support the schools' needs, essentially.
Talking to Molly Beck from the Wisconsin State Journal about new legislation on the way in the state legislature, limiting schools' ability to raise money, especially through school district referenda. So what kind of response, Molly, were we hearing from school districts and the organizations that represent them?
Right. I'd say the most outspoken has been the Wisconsin Associations of School Boards. They seem pretty concerned that these bills might hurt a district's ability to raise taxes if they need to pay for projects at a time when the state budget, you know, I believe it added maybe 2% in the second year of the budget increase in state funding, and revenue limits have been frozen. So from their perspective, it's coming at a time when there's not a lot of new money for school districts.
And on the part of that law that would restrict this to regular spring or fall elections, has there been much objection to that as opposed to, you know, having them on otherwise random times where there are no other elections going on?
Right. It's the same concern about that, too, that they would only, school districts would only be allowed to go to voters during, you know, two elections. And, you know, the authors of the bill say that, you know, that's a good thing because that will ensure there's more representation of the electorate coming out to vote for it instead of having an election, you know, in January, one bill author said, where there's, you know, maybe 8% of registered voters actually come out and weigh in on this project that's probably, you know, a pretty big project for a school district. But, you know, I'd say the School Boards Association, that their concern is that, you know, it should be left up to the school board to decide when they need to ask for money.
So the other piece of legislation you mentioned changes that energy efficient project exemption, so schools can increase, go beyond their revenue limits for energy efficient products, as you said, that will hopefully pay for themselves. What's the objection there? Is this an idea that this is a loophole?
Sure. The authors, their number one concern when I spoke to them seems to be that, you know, property taxes in Wisconsin are, quote, out of control. And this is one way that, you know, if lawmakers want to reduce property taxes, it's difficult to do so if school boards can exceed their revenue limits for projects like this. And the reasoning that they gave were, you know, last 12 months, property taxes have been increased by about $30 million for projects like this. In 59 school districts. That was one example they gave. So that's what they'd like to do. They want to make sure that, you know, if school districts need to pay for projects, they go to the voters to do so. And the School Board Association, when I spoke with them, their concern was, you know, if they want to do that, they should, you know, maybe just make maybe stricter rules about when they can do this and how they can do it, and strengthen oversight of these projects instead of just getting rid of the exemption altogether.
And big picture on both of these, did you get a sense from talking to the school boards group that they're kind of feeling squeezed from all directions with this new legislation being proposed?
Sure. You hear a lot of talk about local control, and the Department of Public Instruction, when I spoke with them, you know, that was their concern, that this diminishes the local control that school boards have. That, you know, it's telling school boards when they can, you know, ask their communities to pay for projects that their schools might need. But, you know, from the bill author's standpoint, this protects the taxpayer from, you know, maybe the few school districts that in their minds are going back to voters too often to pay for projects.
I don't know if we're at this point yet, but is there any indication that these will go into committees and ultimately get votes, these two pieces of legislation?
Sure. I spoke with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's office, and they said that the speaker had supported legislation that looked like the referendum bill before. But other than that, you know, it's very unlikely this is going to go anywhere during this fall session, but it could come back later.
Molly, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was state government reporter Molly Beck with the Wisconsin State Journal, giving us the latest on GOP bills aimed at changing the way schools can raise money here in Wisconsin.